Okay, this is spiritual knowledge episode number 5, and I'm going to talk about what do you need to do to become a clairvoyant. Now, not everybody wants to become a clairvoyant, but if you think that you want to become a clairvoyant and that this is your wish, and you feel how difficult it is, and why some people can do it, and most people can never do it or find it so difficult. I want to give you some tips, and I want to give you some, a different view of the whole thing. It's not very difficult. It's really very easy. This is the first thing. The second thing, it is not in your own ability. It is in the it is something that would be given to you if you are good enough to handle that responsibility. So it is basically a form of responsibility that the spirit world would give you only or once you are good enough to handle it and not to abuse it or misuse it for your personal whatever gain. And if you misuse it at any time, it is not going to stay with you, and you are going to lose it, and you are going to have a whole lot of troubles because of that misuse. That's why you watch on TV or in YouTube all those clairvoyants who are very famous and who have done a lot of amazing predictions, and they were right a lot, amazingly right all the time. You watch them failing utterly when they show up on TV and want to prove that they are very powerful, they are very spiritual, they want to prove something that they are not, basically. And this is a sort of misusing this gift, which is, yeah. And basically, this is the main rule number one for being a clairvoyant. If you really want to become a clairvoyant, you have to become good enough to handle that responsibility without wanting to show off or wanting to become better than others.